Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third, the right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Kesey. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst bunts in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Durst for the out. Reeves moves to second. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Scarrett reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berry and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reeves strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 0 in the game. Durst strikes out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scarrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Cochran and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tote goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey is 0 for 1 in the game. Kesey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Kesey moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive towards first. Kesey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skerritt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reagan tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey is 0-for-2 in the game. Kesey takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Kesey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reeves strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Earnshaw scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kesey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Kesey reaches second base with a double. Durst throws the ball into Reeves, who tags Kesey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Tote reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tote moves to third. Rein moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Earl Webb pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Jack Quinn now pitching. Otis Miller pinch hits for Bobby Reeves. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing third base. George Smith now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berry. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.